And what about post, you know, trastuzumab, pertuzumab, neratinib to bump it down a little more?
Right. So let's talk about Dextanet. So this was an interesting trial design that looked at patients who'd completed a year of trastuzumab and then randomized patients, mostly node positives, to either a year of neratinib or placebo. And the data that's come out over the last few years show that there was a substantial improvement by hazard rate with the addition of neratinib. Absolute differences were not huge, but definitely there. And interestingly, unlike affinity, in which hormone receptor status didn't seem to make a difference or a large difference, in neratinib, essentially all the benefit was in ER positives, which is counter to what we've seen in some other HER2-directed therapy studies, but the difference is quite striking. It's pretty much black or white there. So, and as you mentioned, based on the Extenet data, neratinib was just approved by the FDA. So who would I use neratinib in? I think given its toxicity profile and the fact that most patients do pretty well on trastuzumab, and pertuzumab is going to knock that down a few points as well, I'm really going to reserve it for the highest risk patients, patients with many nodes positive, and probably mostly ER positives. Although my sense is the label was in both ER positive and ER negative.
Right, yeah, I didn't specify. I think it didn't even specify the time, although I assume you wouldn't want, I don't know how long after somebody stopped, if they came to you for a second opinion, it was a year later, would you do it? You have to look at the numbers, I guess.
So you have to look at the numbers, and I think the Extenet group is looking at those kinds of things, you know, how much the, whether there was a differential benefit in patients who had a lag or didn't have a lag or other kind. We don't have any biomarker data yet. I think we're all expecting that to come out soon. So hopefully we'll have a little bit more information. But I think for the average person coming through now, I think neratinib does offer a benefit for high-risk patients.
I was just thinking, I was going to ask you, if you were going to use neratinib, what would you do in terms of prevention or detection or management of diarrhea? And I was just wondering, I wonder what it's going to be like to deal with the diarrhea of neratinib after the diarrhea of pertuzumab. But anyhow, what would you do?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that the neratinib investigators have done a lot of work in trying to prevent the diarrhea because we all know that it's a problem for patients. Now there's a very strict primary prophylaxis with Imodium, and we're also talking about using a steroid, an oral steroid as well, which also seems to help. So I think it's something that's continuing to be worked on, but certainly a primary prophylaxis with Imodium is really important, and that's now built into all of the neratinib studies and should be part of clinical use as well.